Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Rochelle and her hot chocolate.
Yum, yum, yum.
Ready to go. That's her show fuel, basically, right?
Hot chocolate is the best invention ever.
Pretty much.
Basically when you make anything chocolate, like chocolate ice cream, chocolate chip cookies, it's the best invention ever.
Yeah, you certainly can't keep chocolate milk around in the Tip Tap Tip headquarters. It goes pretty fucking quick.
It goes to the chocolate monster, shall remain nameless.
Eric, it's so good. It's so fucking good. Even thinking about it right now,
let me see. I bet you if you open your mouth and tilt your head forward, you will start to salivate.
Yeah, I'm already doing that. Just like the thought of it. Like, there is definitely some sort of chemical reaction. Things going on with my brain right now when I'm thinking about chocolate. But alas, I'll deal with that after the show, right? It's a very wintry day in Calgary, Alberta. The reason I'm mentioning this is Rochelle and I are new drivers. I know we've talked about this a lot, but we've had some experience over the last day or so learning to drive in this inclement weather.
Inclement.
Shitty. Synonym for shitty weather, and it is experience, let me say that.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems so far, except for parallel parking on the side of the street today, and the side of the street was full of snow, and then I was like, oh fuck, if I park here, am I going to be able to get out?
Yeah, we should probably get a shovel for that fucking car.
We need to get some, what do you call it, like the emergency kit for when you're stuck.
Like shovel and stuff.
I thought it was just a piece of cardboard that you put underneath the back tires,
something like that.
You're spinning or whatever.
Traction things.
I mean, if you're in the middle of nowhere, that you really need that. Most of the time,
that
if you're stuck.
That was very good.
What?
Burp.
Sorry, that was a hiccup. It wasn't a burp.
Well, nonetheless, we're talking about things. I figured out how to. I know this is riveting.
You just totally cut me off.
Okay, go ahead. You talk about.
I'm saying if you get stuck where it's busy, then hopefully people would help you out, right?
Exactly. That's what people do. Okay. They help you out and stuff. So, yeah, winter drive. It's a blast. All right, next story. Actually, no. Let me just mention that. Let me mention this. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, who, like us before, a few months ago, doesn't have to drive, doesn't have their license. And I'm trying to make the case that you should drive, not just because it makes things getting to and from places a lot easier and being able to, like, haul shit around and stuff like that, but driving is fun. It is lots and lots and lots of fun. Now, I know maybe it's just because I'm new at this and the novelty hasn't worn off and I'm just rocking around the city listening to shitty top 40 radio stations, rediscovering it, and think to myself, yeah, I don't mind it.
You know what I like about driving?
What?
Is when you're at home and you're thinking, what am I going to do today? And then you decide, oh, you know what would be awesome? I would like to go here. And then you get it in your car.
And you fucking go.
And you fucking go there.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about driving.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really like the driving part as much as you do. I tried to listen to Top 40 today while driving and singing along to it. And then I realized, oh no, and then I was listening to old rock and roll music and I was singing along to, what's that group that sings Angie?
Oh, Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Angie.
Like, Angie.
Angie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good song to try and sing to.
It is a good song.
But then Rush came on after that,
and
I was like,
fuck
oh.
this.
No, I seriously listened to half of the song, and I was like, holy shit, this is Rush? What the fuck am I doing? Change.
You're like, enough of that. We'll switch to classical music or whatever you listen to.
I don't listen to classical music. I like listening to not top 40 music.
I know. I it's like my whole musical journey has led up into the point where I'm just listening to Top 40 and liking it, and I'm totally good with that.
That's so stupid.
I'm just saying, it's just like this weird sort of synergy where top 40 this year happens to be kind of where my sense abilities were leading me over the last 20 years. And it's just like this weird crossover. Now, top 40 may change in 6 months, and I might just turn it off. But right now, yeah, I'm digging it. And,
I'm
you
glad
know,
you're just listening to it in the car.
And, you know, whenever moves Like Jagger comes on the radio, I turn it up, and I fucking have a good time in the car. I love that fucking song. It's so good.
What, Angie?
Got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. Got the moves like Jagger.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a good fucking song.
All those top 40 songs sound the same to me.
It's so good. So fucking good.
Whatever.
Moves like Jagger. Got it. Got it. Yeah. We have a website.
Moves like Jagger when he's trying to kiss Bowie.
Or when he's dancing on the stage like a weirdo.
Dancing in the streets.
Oh, yeah. We'll forget about that era of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird. We have a website, tiptaptip.com. If you forget it, it's our podcastname.com. Go there. And you check out the different ways that you can listen to our show. Besides just listening to it on the website, you can listen to it on your iPod.
Do we have to say this every single time?
It's a thing.
Can you figure out how to make it faster?
I can record a thing and just press play. And then that way, I don't ever have to talk about it ever again.
No, it's okay if you talk about it, because then it makes it more personable.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have a commercial about our show on our show that's retarded.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Go to our website.
But is there a way for you to make it so that when you say this stuff, it sounds like it goes faster?
Go to our website. You can do stuff there. Done.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that works. Go to our website. Done.
Yeah.
Done. Woo!
Whoa.
All right, well, shall we get right into things?
Want to
play a little bit of a song? Now, we are not playing any Eurovision songs because it's not ramped up to that point. Actually, I should mention this, and this is something which I've been deliberately avoiding because I don't want to get into it because it would be weird and creepy.
What?
Fucking Junior Eurovision.
What does that mean?
It's basically the fucking teenage version of like the Eurovision Song Contest. I don't even.
Are you serious?
I make a point of not following it all. At all.
Is it, like, how long has it been going on for?
Yeah, like, the last 10 years. It's a really new thing.
Oh. Like last 10 years? That's not that new.
No, like, in comparison to, like, the actual, like, Eurovision Song Contest, which has been going on since.
Oh, yeah, in comparison to that, but in comparison to.
There's, like, only, like, yeah, like, a small handful of countries compared to, like, the billion that fucking show up for the actual contest. I don't want to watch it because it's creepy watching fucking 13-year-old girls and judging them. I don't want to go there. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, okay.
You may as well be fucking like a toddler's and tiara judge, which is also fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Just saying. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't give a shit.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious to look at it. Well, I probably will look at it.
The Eurovision podcasts that I listen to, they have like sort of their rundown of that. And I'm just like, fucking don't even bother listening to that episode.
Okay, so what song are we listening to? Is it a Eurovision song?
It has nothing to do with Eurovision. But
why are you talking about Eurovision?
Because Eurovision has songs, and this is also a song. See what I'm doing there?
No, I don't get it.
It's fucking segue.
No, but we already have listened to other songs that were not Eurovision songs.
This is not a Eurovision song. This is a gentleman named Lawyer Mike, and he has a song about being a lawyer named Mike. Right?
Motherfucking asshole.
Time has come for everyone to know this ain't Eminem. Just did the Lawyer Mike show. I came up in the booth just to show you what I got. Not the money or the fame, even though I got a lot. I'm talking about me, TEFLOBs. We put this hit together just to rip up the streets.
She shows that even though
we don't care what you think.
superior lawyer and you make a lot of money. You can pay people to make songs and put you in a video, so you can act like you're the biggest shit. Right?
That's not really making a point, Eric. The point is, if you have money, you can do whatever the fuck you want. That's a stupid point.
It's true.
I don't like that point.
So
isn't it the same as that? You know that little girl that did that song about Fridays?
Oh.
You know, that. Daddy's got lots of money.
Love that song.
Video put out there, blah, blah,
Friday,
blah.
Friday, gonna get...
Shut up. Friday. Shut up. Now I'm gonna have that song stuck in my head. It's so irritating.
Look at my experience.
Well, this dude, you know what he should have hired for his video?
A stylist?
Yeah. A personal stylist. That probably would have helped make you look way cooler.
It's like, yeah, just rocking the fucking... These pleated khakis are coming from the street. I tucked my golf shirt.
They're not khakis. He's just wearing, like, a businessman suit, but it's baggy and shit, and it's got no bling to it. It's not even nice. It looks like it's from Moore's. And then he's... And then there's one like shot where he's wearing a golf shirt and slacks. Dude, at least wear some fucking, you know, kick-ass jeans that look like they're $300 and, you know, a button-up shirt or something.
Rochelle, I think you're forgetting the fact that he has long hair and he ties it back and he has a...
It doesn't matter. His hair tied back like that looks stupid. It doesn't even look like he put any gel in it to help it have that slick kind.
He's probably just really, really sweaty guy.
Sick.
It's time to wear.
And then...
Just the same chick over and over again. I think you'd only get one chick to be in the video. And it's probably his nanny.
It's probably his secretary.
Yeah. When I'm not taking care of Lawyer Mike's children, I'm dressed up scantily and dancing in his videos.
When he's got the one car behind him, what is it, Mercedes?
Yeah.
And that girl doesn't even know what to do. She just stands there and bobs.
Just moving around.
Yeah. It's like, don't you know you're supposed to shake your booty and show us your thongs?
Stupid. And move my hands down my thighs. All right. And again. I can do that dance. Anybody can do that dance.
Anybody can, yeah.
Anyways.
Wow, this song goes on for way too long.
All right, I'll stop it. Because I will be nice to you and stop the video. Right?
Eric, there's only like 1 second left.
Okay. It's time. Well, would you do like a video call?
So is this supposed to be like a commercial for him?
It's just, it makes himself feel fucking awesome is what it does. It's like, yeah, guys, look how awesome I am. I got my own music video. I'm in a song.
Really?
And I'm a lawyer and I make lots of money. But I can only afford one chick. The song is called It's Time.
This isn't by the same music dude as the It's Friday chick, is it?
I'm not sure if it's put out by Arc Music Studio, which is the name of the people who put out Rebecca.
Don't sing it.
Back Rebecca Black's Friday.
Sing it. Do not.
It's such a good song. Oh, okay, I'll stop. I'm stopped. Don't.
Swear.
Fuck with
you're
me.
You're like secretly a teenage girl.
Yeah. That's made me.
That body got swapped with a teenage girl's body.
That would explain.
Freaky Friday. Oh, wait. It's Friday in that word, too.
Oh, don't get. Every time you say the word Friday, I'm going to burst into that song.
Eric.
So what are you guys going to do on Friday? Friday? Did you guys say Friday? And then, you know, next thing you know, it's everyone wants to fucking punch me in the face.
Yep.
Pretty much. This is from about a week or so ago when the Americans were having their Thanksgiving. A Wisconsin man who allegedly attacked a fellow guest at a Thanksgiving Day dinner after she ignored his claim to a specific chair at the dining room table has been charged with attempted homicide. So he wanted to sit. And he has his chair at the table, right? It's his chair.
Yeah, I know. I know what that is.
And lady sat in it. He took offense to that.
And he tried to kill her?
And he tried to kill her. Kendrick Carr, 23 years
old. Whoa.
23 years old, allegedly.
Who was the lady who he tried to kill? Like family?
Because family must be family if it's
That's fucked up.
Kendrick Carr, 23 years old, allegedly pulled a foot-long butcher knife on the woman after she refused to stand up from the chair he said he wanted to sit in. Okay. The woman defended herself with a broom and was unharmed, thankfully, according to the complaint. So she didn't die, but she fended off a guy who was clearly intending to kill her. When the woman declined to give up the chair, Carr, who is 5 feet 4 inches tall and weighs 110 pounds. Okay, they had to put that detail in. Maybe it's short man syndrome. You know what I mean?
No, there's lots of short men. It doesn't mean that all short men want to kill people.
No, I mean, but they have a short fuse.
No, I think it's just called psycho man problem.
All right. Maybe he just has a big chip on his shoulder. Because the world got that 5'4" frame. Shorter than you,
I don't
Michelle.
Think it has anything to do with that, Eric. There's like, you know, what do you call those people? The little people? Little people don't want to kill people.
Yeah, but he's not a little person because he's just like a short, regular-sized person, right? So, how tall are you, Rochelle?
I don't know.
Roughly.
5'2", 3", maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Sure. So, all right,
so this person's 5'4", so he's not that short.
Yeah, but for a guy. Anyways, he began to throw things around his girlfriend.
I don't think that's that short. You're just really tall.
No, I'm just saying. You've never heard of the phenomenon.
I know I've heard of the phenomenon, but that doesn't mean that guys who are shorter are going to kill people. It just means that... Whatever.
Well, I remember one time. Actually, I'll get back to this in a second, but I remember one time when I was going to college for like computer stuff, right? And there's this guy, probably around the same height, maybe like an inch or so taller, and a similar incident happened, right? And this was in class, and there's this one dude who sat, because they had all these computer workstations sort of set up around, and you know, this guy sat at this workstation. It didn't really matter where you sat because you could kind of log in and then it would have all your shit there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy sat in the shorter dude's seat. Words were exchanged. I'm just doing my work. Next thing I know, it gets pretty fucking heated. Next thing I know, fucking blows are being exchanged in the middle of fucking class, mind you, and the teachers are having to pull these two guys apart. And it all stemmed from an incident where one dude was sitting in another seat. Like I'm saying. Now, that might be a coincidence, but just saying, I'm drawing this from personal experience, Rochelle. I'm not generalizing. I'm saying that I've experienced something like this for real, where two guys were fighting in front of me, one shorter dude versus a taller dude because taller dude took the shorter dude's seat.
So maybe it's not the height. Maybe it's the whole alpha male thing, right? Like maybe the shorter dude
he had
something to prove. But that's not being short. That's being the whole alpha male thing, right? Like don't fuck with him. He doesn't want to change his ways. Blah blah blah. Based on what this other dude does, you know what I mean? Like
right.
He wants they're battling for who's the strongest and who's
it's
the most
fucking
strong willed.
I know, it's dumb when you think about it.
No, it's dumb, but isn't that the whole alpha male thing? That's
yeah,
not short. So I think that's a better way to describe it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure. He began to throw things around his girlfriend's apartment where the dinner took place. He then ran into the kitchen, grabbed the knife, and returned to the dining area where he allegedly tried to slash the woman while his girlfriend ran to a neighbor's apartment and called the police. So the woman he was attacking was not his girlfriend. It was just some other woman who was there for the Thanksgiving dinner. Time of peace. Time for family to get together. Talk. And attempt to murder each other.
Holy fuck.
You know, I've had some...
I think that maybe there are some families that maybe they should just acknowledge that...
They're dysfunctional.
Maybe they shouldn't get together for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
send a card in the mail. That's it.
Not every family can get along, and not everything is family bliss where everybody's all holding hands and singing songs and loves each other. Sometimes there might be a bit of tension. And I guess
I've been even you know like right now with talking to my clients, you know, asking them what they're doing over the holidays. And there's quite a few people that are just like, meh, I don't get along with my family. I'm just going to hang out with my girlfriend.
And that's that.
And that's that. Yeah.
Well, at least you're not killing people. All right.
Exactly.
TLC, which is a channel that I think, do we get that on our limited cable?
Mm-mm.
Which is unfortunate, Rochelle, because we could be watching tonight. Possibly the...
It's probably a stupid reality show.
Oh, that's what they do, because it is the learning channel.
Based on, like, really hot people that have way too much time and way too much money?
No, they've already done that. They're kind of going the other direction, where they're going to kind of regular-type people who don't have, you know, have an average amount of money but have never had sex. And in some cases, they're saving themselves for marriage, and in others... It's just a series of bad luck where they just haven't been able to find the right person to take their virginity, if you will. It's a show called The Virgin Diaries. It's debuting tonight on TLC. Unfortunately, we won't be able to watch it because we have a limited cable. Well,
that's so weird. Like, why would you, if you had never, you know, had never had sex, why would you want to be on a show and talk about it?
Well, you know, because it's...
It's so personal.
It is a very personal thing. But, what can I say? You know, they just want to share the reasons why, in some people's cases, they're saving themselves for marriage, and they're like, it's not something that they're embarrassed about. It's like, you know, this is a thing I'm doing, and, you know, they're fine with that. They're
okay,
not.
Let's play the clip.
All right, let's play a little preview of The Virgin Diaries.
Get on your swing. Can you get on and then it go with me?
Uh huh. Woo! Yeah, I'm 31 and I have never kissed a girl on the lips. Well, we've, like, joked about it before, like, oh, I really want to kiss you right now. Oh, nope.
You're too cute.
We're saving our first kiss for our wedding, and a lot of people are just, like, shocked when they hear that. Like, really? Is that hard to do? As if no one ever does it.
Well,
first kiss. Wow. That's okay. So they're just kind of nuzzling in, but they're not, no lip-on-lip action going on there. And, so this is a couple. They're saving themselves in a variety of
ways. And I'm sorry, but how long have they been together for? That's what I want to know.
Didn't say. Let's have a listen.
Well, I'm a little nervous. Just nervous about
just the actual intercourse, I guess, I would say.
Yeah, it's starting to hit that it's really going to happen.
I'm scared. I think that you should take a shower first.
Man, if she keeps on going up and down on that seesaw, she'll break her hymen right there.
Oh, you're so bad, Eric.
You better not fucking drop her.
Can't break your hymen on a teeter-totter. I think on a horse.
Or on a horse, you can. All right. Sorry.
Then I'll take a shower.
Okay.
And then I'll put on my lingerie.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll come into the room.
Uh-huh.
And
we'll have a surprise waiting for you.
Yeah, but I'll have a surprise waiting for you. And we'll have our robes on. And we'll slowly take our robes off. And then we'll do and foreplay.
Do foreplay. We'll do foreplay.
Wow.
I'll tweak your nipple. I'll chomp on your ear.
And then you can squeeze my... Rest.
And then maybe I'll tickle your balls, and then we'll get right into it.
And then he'll just come.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, there you go. First time over.
It's our magical moment. All over my stomach.
And then you'll ruin my lingerie by coming all over it in 1 second.
I did foreplay all over her face. All right. Anyways. Let's not make fun of these people, all right? Just be nice.
Okay.
And then, have sex. Ow!
I think they're in for a big surprise.
Just like waiting, and then all of a sudden you may not kiss the bride, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's time. I gotta get ready, and I gotta do
this. Watch his first kiss, Rochelle. Oh yeah, that's a doozy. That's what he's saving his whole life for, to fucking eat her face at his wedding.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's like he's fishing for
holy shit.
Chocolate in her mouth. Just blah, 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 blah. It's magic. Blah, 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 blah.
It's like he's sucking on a tit. Oh.
He doesn't know. You know, he could have like, at least practiced on the palm of his hand. Just.
Yeah, he probably did. That's how he figured that out. It's not the same.
I know, but... They probably didn't
and
even
kissing,
know.
Kissing, like, and I just want to know why these people don't want to.
don't want to, well, why didn't want to kiss?
No, why they didn't want to even kiss before.
No, I think he's probably hadn't met a woman at that point. He's like, you know, fuck it. If I'm going to save myself for sex, haven't kissed. Let's do it as well. You're already there, right?
How can you tell anything about how the way you feel about someone until you've actually kissed them?
No.
They could just be a really good friend, and then you kiss him, and you're like, oh my god, that was like the worst kiss ever. But I guess he's got nothing to compare it to, so whatever. Yeah. You got another clip from that show?
Yeah, this is a...
This show seems kind of cool. I kind of want to see
it. It actually looks kind of interesting. This is a... This next clip is a... It's a group of friends, one of which is a virgin, a male, in this case, and he's in... And in this particular case, there's not really any sort of religious reason that he hasn't had sex. He's just hasn't had sex. He hasn't met the right person or whatever. But they're exchanging some dating tips with him, so that whenever he goes on a date, hopefully it'll.
And how old is he?
30s ish.
How can you go that long without?
It's the way life goes, I suppose.
Wow.
So these friends are sort of exchanging dating tips, and we'll get to see a little bit of one of the dates there. So
tonight, my friends and I are going to have dinner and talk about things that I should do and things that I should not do on my date tomorrow night. Does anyone know where our table is? I don't think 100% that I will have sex, but... I think it could happen.
What's up?
Sweet. What tips do you have for the date tomorrow?
Most women, when they go on a first date, they know within a matter of seconds whether or not they're going to have sex with you.
Is that true, woman?
Yes.
Yes. So when we went on our, well, I guess our like first official date, like which was the Miss Congeniality too. Did you at that point? Did you say? There's a person that I can see myself having sex with.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And can you speak for all women in this case, or most of the women that you know of? Like, is there that instant connection?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. I can't speak for every single person in the world.
Okay. Any other women that you've talked to mention this? Like, I instantly connected to this person. I'm just saying. All right. I'll let you think about
it. I don't know. I think it's different for everybody, and it's different for every situation, all that kind of stuff, right? But I think, can't you tell when you go on a date with someone and you know if you want to have sex with them?
Sparks.
Not sparks. Like, you actually, you know, you're attracted to them.
Yeah, you get a bit of a soft on, and you kind of readjust your pants so you don't look like a total perv.
And then that's when you know that you want to sex.
And then you lay out the napkin on your lap, so and then you know, under the pretense that you don't want to spill.
So have you been on a date where you were like, no, it's not going to happen?
Oh yeah. Like, I went on a few dates in Vancouver, and I was just like, yes, yeah. I'll,
like, no matter how horny you were, you wouldn't.
Yeah, just nothing there.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's just
so
like,
that's the same. That's what I'm talking.
And it wasn't
about.
Like the person was. Like a jerk or like mean,
no,
or a bad person.
It's
just like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. And that was the end of that. So,
yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Same with girls.
Okay.
Just we don't have a visible, you know.
That's the fucking curse of being
so
a man.
Our nipples get really hard, and then we're like, yeah, I'm totally going to bone that dude. I'm joking. That's not how it happens.
Really? Oh, yeah? All right.
Shut up.
So I should make an entrance. Maybe I should have a fog machine and saloon doors, and I can come in with spurs like that.
I think for Harry, sex has become this big kind of elusive thing. It's kind of always looming over him, so he just kind of stays away from it.
You know, he's got 35 years of doesn't know what to expect. I mean, most guys, the first time is very fast.
I think he can lose his virginity.
Yeah, it's true. Like, the first time. Like, you know, and the thing is, like, the older you get and the longer that you hold out, the more pressure you're putting on yourself in, you know, for this first moment, which I would say, you know, for guys, like 95-ish% of the time, it's not their best performance. It's usually awkward. It's usually over pretty fucking quick.
It doesn't matter. It's not the best experience for a girl the first time either. It's never good the first time.
But it's one of those things that you know, it's better that, you know, I'm not saying that it's better that you get it out of the way, you know, at a reasonable age than, you know, if you're like a non-religious person, right? And you just, and you're not, if there isn't any sort of religious reason that you're not having sex, then it, you know, saying just get it out of the way. Go to.
Yeah, but maybe some people just don't really care and they just don't really think about it.
Yeah, like, you know, they're more.
I'm sorry, but if you're thinking about it all the time and you haven't done it until you're in your 30s, then.
First of all, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
No, but I'm assuming that this person hasn't thought about it, or maybe he has thought about it, but maybe he's doesn't turn him on to have sex in a traditional way, and he's just never met a girl or felt comfortable telling people about how he wants to have sex.
Yeah.
Because honestly, to me, this dude looks like a bear.
Maybe he's not looking for the right girl.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right.
Like, he, and I don't know, there's just something about him that he just looks like a bear.
Okay.
Yeah, I think his chances are good.
Like, I'm really, really, really inexperienced when it comes to women.
Okay. Why the fuck are you saying that to a woman? If you want to have sex, why are you saying that?
That's not, first of all, that's bad first date etiquette. You don't say.
No, he's totally, like, by him saying that, this chick is like, I'm not fucking wasting my time with this dude. Like, she's like, I'm going to go home and use my
fucking
super
rabbit.
Fancy yeah, vibrator.
Yeah.
Like, why would she want to do that?
You
with
don't,
him?
Yeah, it's not something you say right out of the gate. You're like, hey, my name's Eric. What's your name? And yeah, I'm really inexperienced at sex. I'm probably awkward.
I'm probably not going to make you come at all.
I will not give you an orgasm because I do not know where the clitoris is at all.
I've never even seen a vagina.
And yeah, I'll probably be done.
In real life.
I'll probably be done in one pump. All right. So just getting that out of the way. And what do you do for a living?
Yeah. Dumb. Dumb.
Bad. Bad. All right. But yeah.
So I'm sorry, but I don't think he wants the pussy.
I think he just needs a. Well, if he does, he just needs to, man, he just hire a prostitute. I hate to say it at this point.
I think he should have, his friends should have hired him a special lady probably like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I'm not advocating like prostitution, but like there's a certain point where
what he needs.
It is something which will get the job done, and he can move on, and he can go, okay, well, I've passed that hurdle. I know what that's like. And all right, I'll bear that in mind with my next, and you know, you can just, it'll get better from there if that's what you're into, dude. So see how this works out. Yeah.
Are you a virgin?
What?
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, like, you've never been, like, just hammered in college? Like,
good question. Good question, lady.
That is a good question because, like...
You've never been hammered and just totally slipped it in, you
or
know?
Just, like, made out, like, you know, just...
Yeah.
Finger blasted a chick or had her jerk you off. Or
yeah.
All right.
Do you have, like, a subscription to anything? Like, how do you get your energy out? Like,
I take care of it.
Oh.
I don't have a subscription to anything, though.
Okay.
You know, you just use your imagination.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you really have to use your imagination. So, what is, like, the goal here?
I mean, that's the end of the clip, so...
The goal here is for me to fuck you. The
goal here is for me to put my penis in your vagina. Probably ejaculate. And yeah, it's the goal for this evening's first date.
Yep.
Now that we've kind of set everything out on the table. So now there is one last clip. It's interesting.
It's kind of funny if you think about it, how different the stigma is for a man to be a virgin and a woman to be a virgin.
How so?
Because for a man to be a virgin, it's not cool and totally negative and like, what the fuck? He's probably gay. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. And then for a woman to be a virgin, you know, every dude wants to bang a virgin, right? That's the whole, cause there's a whole porn industry that's like, woo, 18 and virgin or something like that. It's not really that negative of a thing. And it's this whole like purity.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Like, it's very different.
Yeah, I was there first. All right.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I guess I see what you mean. There's a bit of a sort of a different double standard when it comes to the way that society perceives like a male virgin and versus a female virgin. And just, you know, just to clarify, a male virgin who's a virgin not because he's saving himself, and then the same for the woman, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's more of a stigma for that. Like, you know, I think it's obviously society is way more accepting of people who are saving themselves, and that's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's cool. But, yeah, like, when you're a dude and you just have not had sex, yeah, people are kind of raising their eyebrows like, okay, well, what's my... Anyways, let's listen.
I think probably the one reason I can think of for a dude to never have had sex is if he is
Socially awkward or
socially awkward, but socially awkward because he's always on his computer and stuff. Like, he has no social skills, or maybe he's, you know, playing video games all the time. Like, he's living in a different world.
Yeah, I can see that, because, you know, like That's a good point, because yeah, there's a lot of people who are more confident behind, you know, a keyboard, right? Like, you know, whether that's typing or whatever, and they're internet tough guy, like, you know, they're always having, you know, always able to say the clever things and the smart things. That's because they have time to kind of deliberate on it and kind of compose their words more carefully before they press.
But you can't do that in real life.
No, you're like sex. or whatever, but so this last clip is a group of women who are saving themselves for marriage. They are, I think they're late 20s, early 30s, and they're waiting for Mr. Right to come along, and until that point comes along, they're saving themselves.
30-year-old. I'm Lisa. I'm 30, and I'm a virgin.
I'm Danielle, and I'm 29, and I'm a virgin.
I'm Tamara, and I'm 29 years old, and I'm a reclaimed virgin. I have had sex before with each one of my boyfriends, and I've dated probably about 7 guys in the past.
Sorry, honey. That's not a virgin, reclaimed or not.
That's not.
Once it's gone, you can't take it back.
Probably around 7, but more like 20.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, each of my boyfriends, we just had it that one time.
Yeah,
but exactly. I'm taking it back. I'm reclaiming it. All right.
I have had sex with quite a few guys in past relationships, and now I feel like a lot has happened. I actually feel like such a different person than I was, even from the last time that I did have sex with someone. So I almost feel like that it will be like I've never had sex before.
Of course you think, if I just do it one time, then I think maybe I then could be reclaimed and then everything will be fine. But I don't think it works quite like that.
No, it doesn't. So anyways, like, I have no problem with these ladies. They're happy. They seem basically well-adjusted. They know the situation. And, like, you know, what I mean? Not like the other dude in the last clip where he was just,
yeah,
like,
the other dude was kind of messed up.
These guys are like, yeah, we're virgins, but, you know. But they're...
But don't... I mean, what I'm wondering is, you know, like, these ladies are 30. Like, don't they want to?
There are certain biological urges.
Yeah. Right? Especially... you know, later on in your 20s and your 30s, like, your body is kind of
going through
hormonal changes.
And especially, like, in these particular ladies' case, because from my understanding, that the women's sexual peak happens in the early 30s.
That's what I'm talking about.
So they're, like, they're, if they haven't already, they're about a year or so from going fucking nuts. And next thing you know, they'll be
climbing the walls.
Oh, man, it'll be crazy.
They'll be jumping the mailman.
Like, eat it. All right. So, that being said,
would you be scared to have sex with a 30-year-old virgin female?
It'd be weird. Like, it would be weird because
I wouldn't do it with a guy.
Like a 30-year-old guy who's...
No, I would never do it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the problem. Like, you know, the longer he holds out, the less willing participants, right?
It's a very odd thing to not ever have done.
Yeah. You know, obviously some people do it earlier or later than others, but...
Yeah, but, like, you know, all the way up to 30. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. Guess, but, well, that guy was probably... Looked a little bit older than 30, right? Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
He's got a big head.
So. Yep.
Anyway, this looks like an interesting show. I kind of wouldn't mind seeing it.
Hopefully it'll replay on...
I wonder if they're going to have those... what are those people who are just not interested in sex whatsoever?
Asexual
people. Those people are really interesting.
They should, because just to kind of balance out the whole sort of situation here, because we've looked at men and women. Now, they should just get people on there who just have no...
No, there's groups of people...
Who just have no desire.
Who have no desire. And some of them think that it's gross and disgusting, and they would never, ever, ever want to do it. Like, they're turned off by it.
But some are just kind of indifferent and just don't see the big...
Yeah, and that too, yeah.
The big sort of deal. Yeah. And that's kind of interesting as well. So, yeah, that'd be interesting if that show did touch on that. But we just saw a few clips, and it didn't seem like it did. So, but it's going to be multiple episodes. They probably will.
Yeah.
You know, if they can have a show about extreme couponing, I'm sure they can have some asexuals on there. So,
yeah.
Extreme couponing. Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Oh.
I wouldn't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, let's not even get into there. Shall we listen to... Okay, I'll give you a choice, Rochelle. We can either listen to another song by Lawyer Mike.
No.
Or we can listen to a video by Catherine Chloe Cahoon.
Oh, shit.
And that's tough.
Really? That's it? That's all you got, DJ? You suck.
Okay, I got one other here. This is about a bad... You know, it's year 2012. You think that that racial segregation would be a thing of the past. But I guess in this particular church in the southern United States, it isn't. And that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
She says she is not welcome in the church she grew up in because her fiancé is from Africa. Good evening, I'm Steve Hensley.
And I'm Katie Roach, leading our news tonight. Stella Harville says the Pike County Church voted not to allow interracial couples to become members.
A lot of controversy.
So the church members themselves made a vote that if anybody who's involved in an interracial couple will not be allowed to go to this church. It's not part of the congregation, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
You would think that in this day and age, we've kind of gone past that.
What denomination is this church?
I think it gives some details.
White people are us?
Yeah. White is the best church, I guess. I don't know. Fuck.
Mercy out of this. WYMT's Angela Spartman spoke with Harville and joins us from the Big Sandy Newsroom with our top story at 6.
The Gaulnare Free Will Baptist Church voted to not allow interracial couples to participate in church functions. Now, Stella Harville and her fiancé do not live in Pike County, but they do attend church there when she is at home. Now, the couple wants the church to change its stance.
Stella Harville met Tejah Chikuni at Georgetown College.
He has such a huge faith.
They fell in love and are recently engaged. However, the news was not well received when she came home and attended the church she grew up in, the Gaulnare Free Will Baptist Church. Church members voted to not allow...
You see the irony in the name of the church, right? It was the... back up a second here. It was the... the Gaulnare Free Will Baptist Church. Apparently not a lot of... You know, free will doesn't go too far because... when it comes to freely marrying or being engaged to who you want. Not in this church.
No, I don't understand how the congregation voted against them.
Yeah, it was like a 9-to-5 vote.
The people who go to that church, all of them have decided that they do not agree with interracial couples. Holy shit.
Yeah. So it wasn't like
what year are we living in? You know what? Like, cause we watched an episode of Quantum Leap and then he was a black dude who was dating a white chick.
And that took
place in the '60s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now we're in 2011 mm-hmm. and this stuff is still going
still
on.
Still a thing, apparently.
I don't get it.
Weird. If I could explain it, that'd be, I don't know.
Church members voted to not allow interracial marriage.
It's just a travesty, especially of the Christianity that, you know, this church just goes this way. They've crossed the line in revoking my fiancé and I's right to worship in a public place. And it hurts even more that I've attended this church ever since I was a baby.
Tija Chikuni is originally from Zimbabwe.
He just has one of those kindest hearts for God, and here this is happening. You know, people who have this backward way of thinking, you know, they should know that their racist actions should not and will not be tolerated.
Melvin Thompson, who started the initiative, told us he would not comment.
Minister Stacy Stepp says he is trying to resolve the issue and says everyone is welcome at the Golnair Free Will Baptist Church.
You know,
except if you're marrying a black guy.
Yeah. I'm not gonna wish harmful things on these members who have decided to put our family through this.
The couple's July wedding will take place out of Pike County.
I also talked to Harville's parents, who are members at the church. During the church's Wednesday night services, they plan to ask it to change its decision. But they say if the church does not change the decision, then they will look for a new church. And in the Big Sandy Newsroom, I'm Angela Sparkman. Back to you.
At least the parents are standing behind the daughter.
Well, whatever. Even if the church changes their decision, awkward. Hello. Well, like they're going to want to continue going to a church like that that already said to them no.
It's like, oh yeah, we changed our mind and just forget the whole discrimination thing. Sometimes we make mistakes.
Yeah, no it's way. Like, yeah. Not going to happen.
I know.
That's really fucked up.
Yep. Let's move on to some other news here, shall we?
Sure.
A hippopotamus named Humphrey became an internet sensation after being raised as a pet, as mauled his keeper to death.
That doesn't surprise me. Hippos are really dangerous.
Exactly. In fact,
they're big fucking animals, and they kill lots of people.
They're probably one of the most...
And they just run over you.
They're one, if not the most dangerous animal in Africa. It's definitely
they are.
One of the most. And it's
funny, elephants are dangerous, too.
Yeah, because you're like, hippos? Hippos aren't dangerous. Hungry, hungry hippos. That was my favorite game when I was... Well, apparently this one was hungry as well. The animal, which weighs over a ton, reportedly bit Marius Els. That's the name.
I thought hippos only have 4 teeth.
Maybe 4 big teeth. But maybe,
maybe they have tinier teeth.
Okay. Dragged him into the water and killed him on his 400-acre farm in South Africa. The man's mutilated body was submerged in the river where years earlier the creature had been rescued from a flood. In a YouTube video from earlier this year, El said, "I call him, and he immediately responds to come and play with me. I feed him apples. He opens his mouth. Big jaws and teeth like this. It's a little bit dangerous, but I trust him with my heart. He will not harm anybody." Those are sort of prophetic words, seeing as the situation worked itself out. "I can swim with him. I go in the water. He allows me to get on his back, and I ride him like a horse. He swims with me." Wow, these words that he's saying just a mere
month. That's so sad.
A mere months earlier are just sounds so...
That's why I would never, ever get a pet that's bigger than me that I can't control.
It's a wild animal, really.
It is a wild animal. I think dogs are wild animals,
He added, "He's like a son to me. There's a relationship between me and Humphrey."
Holy fuck.
"There's a relationship between me and Humphrey, and that's what some people don't understand. They think you can only have a relationship with dogs, cats, and domestic animals. But I have a relationship with the most dangerous animal in Africa." He acknowledged it, that it was the most dangerous animal in Africa. And that that came back and proved itself when this animal bit him, dragged him underwater.
I wonder what he was thinking, like, when it was happening. If he was like, oh, fuck, I was wrong.
No, he's probably thinking, I am going to look like the world's biggest asshole when this all fucking shakes out. And if I come out of here alive.
Yeah.
And he didn't. What can I say? Like, he knew the dangers. Like, you know, and every baby animal looks cute, right? Even, like, the most deadly animal looks cute as a baby. Barring insects and bats and snakes.
Yeah, good. I was going to say, I don't think baby spiders
any baby
cute.
Mammal, right?
Yeah.
Looks cute. But, you know, sometimes these baby cute mammals grow up to big, big dangerous creatures and that you wouldn't want to fuck with and that weigh over a ton and could bite you. So, if we could only keep them as babies forever, right? Well, you can't do that, so.
Doesn't What's that, that evolution thing?
What thing?
The stronger species will survive or something.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, so that's basically the hippo. That's what the hippo proved.
In this particular case, yes, the hippo was a lot more fit than this gentleman. I see.
He's got bigger teeth.
You want to wrap up the show? I think so.
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you ever have a pet tiger?
I would have a pet tiger cub, but I'd give it away after like 6 months. Too much to handle.
I like panthers.
Wow!
Panthers are so cool. Wow. Especially that movie where that girl turns into a panther.
Oh, Cat People?
Called Panther. Oh, Cat People, yeah.
That was a dumb fucking movie.
It was awesome.
It's stupid. Hardly any cats or people. There's a lot of people, not too many cats. More cat. More, not enough cat people. There's cats. There's people.
There's people that change into cats, Eric.
But I want that kind of awesome intermediate stage where they're cat people. People and cats at the same time.
They are. They're both.
No, they're either one or the other. They're a cat or a person.
You're so picky.
I know. Anyways, that's my thoughts on the movie. Shall we wrap up this thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Me and Eric are going to be eating lots of cookies. Hope you will too. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. We got cookies in our mind and we're going to make that happen. If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stuff, stories, anything you want to share, info@tiptaptip is our email address. You send stuff there. Talk about it. We look at it. We go, hi, that's funny. That's great. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
If you like the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your wild animal pets, tell your awkward first dates, tell your virgin friends, tell your everybody's.
Bartender.
Tell them to listen to the show. TipTapTip.com is our website. You could do stuff there. That's our new slogan for the website.
No, because you can't. What can you do there? You can look at pictures.
You can buy our shirts.
You can buy t-shirts. That's
it. Comment. You can check out links to our Twitter and our Facebook. See, I got it all figured out. Our Facebook's a good place to go to because we post videos that we talk about.
We should
about.
Make it so you can draw pictures on TipTapTip.
I don't know how to do that.
Like dirty pictures.
How about you draw a picture on your computer?
Like make it so that we have a wall that's like the bathroom wall, but it's on Tip Tap Tip.
Toy, if you draw dirty pictures in like your Microsoft Paint or whatever, email us info@tiptaptip.com. I'll create a special page called Dirty Pictures.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a promise. I will. It's not that hard for me to make a page. I'll make a page just for that, and I'll put it up on our Facebook
page. Okay, I'm
going to
go draw cock and balls right now.
Yeah, put it up on our Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening. We will catch you later. My name's Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.